Headwind for Swiggy, Zomato, tailwind for Rapido's only. Why Swiggy hired Nandita Sinha as Instamart CEO? Government asks Google to take down BitChat. Cognizant FY26 guidance cut on cautious discretionary tech spending.
You are listening to Money Control's Tech 3 podcast.
Hello, listeners. Welcome to Money Control's Tech 3 podcast, your go-to show for the sharpest startup and tech updates. You can catch us on the Money Control website, Spotify, Apple, or wherever you get your podcasts. Let's begin with food delivery, where the market is getting more competitive again. Rapido's food delivery platform Only, which is spelled O-W-N-L-Y, has captured around 7% of Bengaluru's food delivery market in just 4 to 5 months of its citywide rollout. The platform is now handling more than 40,000 orders a day through 25,000 restaurant partners and plans to expand to more cities next quarter. Now, while Swiggy and Zomato continue to dominate the market, Only has emerged as the first serious challenger in years. But what's different isn't just the company, it's the company model itself. Unlike the traditional commission-based model, Only charges restaurants zero commission and instead asks customers to pay a transparent delivery fee. Now, Rapido says high commissions have pushed up online menu prices and slowed food delivery adoption. CEO Arvind Sankar had earlier gave an interview to Money Control where he said the company's goal isn't just to win market share, but to expand India's online food delivery market to 100 million users within the next 3 years. The National Restaurant Association of India, or NRAI, has also backed the model, asking restaurants to pass commission savings on to customers. After spending the past 2 years in quick commerce shadow, food delivery is back in focus, and this time, the battle is over business models, not just discounts. Moving on, Swiggy has made one of its biggest leadership appointments in recent years. We heard the news yesterday in our podcast. Former Myntra CEO Nandita Sinha has officially taken charge as CEO of Instamart. She steps into a business that has had four leaders in less than 4 years and is facing intense competition from Blinkit and Zepto. Now, Money Control did a deep dive on why Swiggy actually hired Nandita Sinha as Instamart CEO. Money Control has learned that Flipkart made multiple attempts to retain Sinha, even offering her leadership of its large mobiles and electronics business, one of the company's biggest categories. But Sinha chose what is arguably one of the toughest operating roles in Indian e-commerce. Now, industry executives told Money Control that Instamart has become slower to execute than rivals, while recent leadership exits have left gaps at the top. Now, one interesting trend also stands out. According to Money Control's LinkedIn analysis, Swiggy has quietly become the biggest destination for former Flipkart employees, hiring more than 300 of them, more than both Zepto and Blinkit. So for Instamart, the challenge is now not capital, it's execution speed. And that's exactly what Nandita Sinha has been brought in to improve. But we'll have to wait and watch how she could turn that ship. All right, next up, the government's action against offline messaging apps is widening. Money Control has learned that the Indian Cybercrime Coordination Center, or I4C, has asked Google to remove Jack Dorsey's BitChat from the Play Store. Now, the notice also covers two other offline messaging apps, Briar and Bridgify. According to the July 23 notice, Google was asked to remove or disable access to these apps within 3 hours. These apps work differently from WhatsApp or Signal. Now, instead of relying on the internet or central servers, they create peer-to-peer networks using Bluetooth or Wi-Fi, allowing nearby devices to communicate even during internet shutdowns. Officials say that makes lawful interception and user identification much more difficult because these platforms don't rely on phone numbers or central servers. The move, remember, comes after the recent student protests in Delhi when mobile internet services were suspended around protest sites. Now, offline messaging apps gained attention because they continued working even without internet connectivity. Legal experts, however, have questioned the government's approach, arguing that legal provision used in the notice mainly relates to intermediary obligations and may not independently authorize blocking orders. Right on to our last story. IT firm Cognizant has reported its latest quarterly earnings. The IT services company posted second quarter revenue of $5.48 billion, which was up 4.5% from a year ago. And this was matching Wall Street estimates. Bookings also remained healthy with a book-to-bill ratio of 1.3x. Now, despite the steady performance, Cognizant lowered its full-year revenue growth guidance, signaling a more cautious outlook for client spending during the rest of the year. The company said enterprises continue to prioritize AI-led productivity, vendor consolidation, and cost optimization over large digital transformation projects. In fact, CEO Ravi Kumar said organic revenue growth came in at the higher end of expectations, that customers are increasingly moving beyond AI experimentation towards deploying AI across their businesses. So while AI demand continues to grow, the broader tech spending environment remains selective. So something the IT industry will be watching closely over the next coming quarters. All right, that's a wrap for today's episode of Tech 3 from Moneycontrol. A big thank you to our reporters from the tech and startup team for the stories we covered today. Thank you so much for listening. We air every Monday to Friday between 7:30 and 8:30 p.m., bringing you everything you need to know from the world of tech and startups. Of course, minus the boring bits. This is Bhavya Dilip Kumar signing off.
You are listening to Moneycontrol's Tech 3 podcast.